Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lovemore Morning Show on 104.3 Jams. I'm going to tell y'all some more about the dumbest things I've heard so far all week. That's all. I've already given you two of them, Jen.
They were.
Are
really
you ready
dumb.
For the other two?
I think I am. I'm bracing myself. What are they?
Okay. In the very first X-Men, Michael Jackson wanted to play Professor X. And the part, of course, went to Patrick Stewart, who I can't stand, but that's a long story.
You can't stand Patrick Stewart.
No, I can't stand Patrick Stewart because he wouldn't sign the autograph for me in front of a damn hotel when there's only four people standing there. And that was me, him, his assistant, and the driver. That's
it. And that really made you feel
he wouldn't take a picture with me.
Your feelings. And you're like,
absolutely.
You, Patrick
absolutely.
Stewart.
Yeah. But Michael Jackson actually wanted that role. I cannot believe it. They say he lobbied his ass off to play Professor X. Can you actually see Michael Jackson as Professor X?
I'd watch that movie.
Hell no.
Sure watch that
no,
movie.
Michael Jackson was a great actor in his own right, but Professor X, come on, Mike.
I need to drink a Four Loko before watching that movie.
Come on,
if
Mike.
Michael Jackson
come on.
Professor X, I would for sure have to do
come on, Mike.
Some type of crazy alcohol.
You know I do come on, son, but right now I gotta go. Good luck, Mike. Come
you
on,
really
Mike.
Do about that one.
Yeah,
that
get out of here.
Wild.
Now here's the other dumb thing that I heard.
Okay.
Trader Joe's is under fire. You know why, right?
No.
Because there's a change.org petition going on out there for Trader Joe's to change some of the names of their product, man. Did you know that on some of the Mexican style food products they label as Trader Jose's?
Stop it, does. It says Trader Jose's.
Yes, on the packaging. Oh, and they're like, we don't bend to petitions. To some of the Chinese style foods are Trader Ming's.
Oh, no. See, yeah, that's not okay. It's not something I noticed shopping at Trader Joe's, but I mean, when you're Hispanic, you don't really get your Hispanic stuff at Trader Joe's, though. That's not what it's for, but so I've never noticed it. But yeah, now that we're more conscious of things that sound a little ignorant, I would totally flag that the next time I go to Trader Joe's. I would feel a certain way. They need
but
to
Trader
change
Joe's,
that.
Arabian Joe's, and Armenian Joe's.
Oh, no. They phased that out.
That's not okay.
Trader Ming. That's not okay.
You gotta all of that stuff you gotta fade out. And mm-hmm. it's just the dumbest thing that I've ever heard in my life. Like, what made you think it's cool to take your own brand of Mexican style food and put Trader Jose on it?
It's okay to just say Trader Joe's salsa. I mean, that's okay.
But Trader Jose?
No, that's not all right. People
what do you got on your collard greens is what I want to know.
Oh,
on your canned collard greens, what do it say?
Don't even go there. I'll watch you go to Trader Joe's today and look it up.
What do it say on your canned collard greens, Trader Joe's?
Go check it out and report back.
That is dumb. And I would like to give you a bonus dumb thing that I've heard this week so far. And this one is personal, okay?
All right.
This is extremely personal. My wife and I are sitting on the couch and we're watching television. And a commercial from one of our sponsors, who sponsors What's Up, came on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing off their new Blizzard, DQ, right?
Okay.
All of this ice cream and stuff. And I go, wow, I would love some DQs right now. And my wife, who's lactose intolerant, goes, is that dairy? The name of the place is Dairy Queen. What are you doing?
I know. That reminds me of that moment when Jessica Simpson had her reality show. And she said, is chicken up the sea? Is it chicken? I have those moments too. I know. That, just in the moment, not thinking it through.
No, that was just dumb.
She's so
okay?
cute.
Those are the dumbest things I've heard so far this week. Coming up, y'all, my three random facts. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.